अगर आप 2000 की जीन्स खरीद सकते हो, अगर आप पिज्जा खा सकते हो 500 रुपए का, तो आप अपनी मेंटल हेल्थ के लिए भले ही 5-10 हजार महीने के निकालने हो, आप अरेंज करो, टेल योर पेरेंट्स दैट दिस इज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, गिव मी 2000 रुपीस टू गो टू अ काउंसलर. मोस्ट कॉलेजेस विल हैव काउंसलर्स, यू नो, यू हैव टू गेट इट प्रोफेशनली अटेस्टेड, चेक्ड, असेस्ड. कि कोई भी रिश्ता अगर हमको स्ट्रॉन्ग करना है तो हमें उसमें कम्युनिकेशन बढ़ा देना चाहिए.
True.
क्योंकि आप देखो, कभी भी आप झगड़ा होता था, हम बोलते जा मैं तेरे से बात नहीं करूंगा, यू नो. सो कम्युनिकेशन के बैरोमीटर पे अगर आप देखो और फिर स्टोरी टेलिंग देखो, तो जैसे हम छोटे होते थे तो हम घर जाके पकाते रहते थे बड़ों को, पता है आज क्या हुआ, वो शार्पनर गिर गया, फिर उसको टीचर ने डांटा, फिर वो बच्चा गिर गया, फिर मैंने ना आज ये किया था, आज मुझे उस दर गया. दे विल, अ चाइल्ड विल टेल द मोस्ट, हील से बॉस ये मेरी लाइफ है, आज मेरी लाइफ में यही हुआ है. इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर एवरीबडी टू टेक आउट 10 डेज वेयर यू विल हैव टू इन्फॉर्म द वर्ल्ड दैट लिसन आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू बी इन कम्युनिकेशन एट ऑल.
True, that's such
right. In fact, a lot of professionals are not able to do it because of that. People, when you become older, when you become an adult, especially after you come to college, it becomes your moral imperative, your responsibility to re-parent yourself.
So, hello everyone and welcome to yet another riveting episode of The Aztec Show. I'm your new host, Akshat Jain, and we are here to bring you groundbreaking insights and new captivating stories across the globe, all designed to supercharge your intellect and broaden your horizon. So today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Juhi Rai. She's a TEDx speaker, Rex Karamveer awardee, master EFT therapist, life story coach, and if that's not all, she's also an author and a WICCI CSR Council member. So, welcome Juhi Rai to our Amchi Mumbai edition of our podcast.
Thank you.
How I am very curious about your journey and just an intro about yourself for the audience.
Okay. So, I guess you covered up most of the formal part of the introduction. So, like you said, I'm Dr. Juhi Rai and I come from a middle class home in Bombay, and I think my journey towards mental health has been right from the days, like, you're an engineer. So I was an engineer and I didn't like it at all. So I thought, what do I do? And then I did my master's in English literature, and then I did my PhD in emotional and social intelligence.
Okay, that's great.
In 2015, I started a company called The Life Workshop.
Okay.
And in the next 5 years, I traveled to conduct mental health workshops for students, engineering students, management students, anti-terrorist squads, police, merchant navy cadets, senior citizens, corporate, you know, men and women. So, because I feel there's a huge need for mental health techniques and workshops where just the conversation around it, because I think everybody's really stressed and depressed and well-dressed and
true,
you know, so that's what I do work-wise. Even the books that I write are usually around mental health. So that's what I do. And yeah, when I'm not doing anything too serious, because whether it's therapy or anything, that's the intense side of my work. But the workshops are hyper fun, full of humor. I think if you can make somebody laugh about a very serious matter, then you, on scientifically also, you achieve breakthroughs, you know, mental health breakthroughs with that. So, yeah.
That's a great insight. That would be very helpful, yeah. Yeah. So one, I would just like to know, like, how did you really felt that you are going to pursue mental health advocacy and you're going to go in this field? So, what just clicked you to get into this?
I think entrepreneurs solve problems that they have.
Yeah.
You know, that's how most startups are formed.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Redbus was formed, because Funny couldn't get a ticket back home. I think my mental health startup is a product of just that. I felt majorly unheard, very confused and directionless when I was in my engineering college. I don't think the focus here should be engineering. I think it's like, you know, now...
College students.
College students or just... बाय द टाइम आप होश संभालते हो ना, एक इंटेलेक्चुअल एज आ जाती है, आपको लगता है मैं कौन हूँ, इस दुनिया में मेरा क्या काम है, ऑल द फिलोसॉफिकल कॉन्वर्सेशंस अगेन, एक आध हार्ट ब्रेक हो जाता है, ब्रेकअप हो जाते हैं, तो दैट ऑल्सो ग्रेविटेट्स यू टूवर्ड्स फोकसिंग ऑन यार ये दिल दिमाग का कनेक्शन. उसके पहले इट्स रियली अबाउट 10th में कितने आए, 12th में कितने आए, व्हाट एग्जाम आई एम क्रैकिंग. बट एज लाइफ कैचेस ऑन एंड द रिलेशनशिप एंगल जब आ जाता है उसके बाद, तो आई थिंक इट्स वेरी मच रिक्वायर्ड. But mostly I feel 90% of the people that I come across, if I ask them a question, are you happy with your life?
Yeah.
Are you happy? They say no. I say, okay, are you doing, jitna aapko lagta hai, Bhagwan ne aapko talent diya, aap usko use kar rahe ho. They're like, no. Yeah. Mostly people are either not doing what they love or they're not able to do what they love.
Yeah.
You know, uth nahi sakte, neend nahi aa rahi hai, decide karta hun, karta nahi hun, diet chalu karta hun, tod deta hun. You know, something like that. So yeah. We need to have support systems.
Yes, yes, you're true. So, like you are saying that like many people are not able to continue. कि वो जो decide करते हैं वो चालू complete नहीं कर पाते and they think कि they haven't done good enough. So, like from a mental health perspective, like you have done a lot of things into this. कि why do you think कि that happens with people? Yeah, are people just in illusion कि they have not done enough, but they don't see the good part of it mostly. So, why do you think कि ऐसा मतलब जनरल परसेप्शन क्यों है?
जनरली ये तीन, आई थिंक तीन चार कारणों की वजह से होता है. सो नंबर वन आई विल से कि जैसे हम वो सीरियल देखते थे ना विक्रम बेताल, तो जैसे बेताल होता था वो कहता था तू बोला मैं चला. तो हम सबका एक नेगेटिव इनर क्रिटिक रहता है. तो लेट्स से ही हम जैसे बेताल बैठा रहता है ना, तो हमारा भी इनर क्रिटिक बैठा रहता है. वो आपको बोलता है तुम अच्छे नहीं दिखते, तुम्हारा चेहरा खास नहीं है, तुम इंटेलिजेंट नहीं हो, तुमसे कोई प्यार नहीं करता. ऑल द नेगेटिव कॉन्वर्सेशन दैट हैपेंस is what Vetal is having, our inner critic is having with us. Now let's say I start anything, main padhai karne baithna chahti hu, ya pehle hi Vetal mujhe rok dega, ek Netflix thoda dekh le, acha thodi der aur 5 minute aur so ja, ya inside of relationships let's say where I have to say sorry, I have to apologize, communicate, I won't because Vetal se chhodna kisi ko farak nahi padta, ye duniya bahut kharab hai. So you need to get into a practice of listening to how you stop yourself, one. सेकेंड, मोस्ट पीपल ना हमारे मम्मी पापा सब जो कहते थे, जो पूर्वज हमारे, की संगत,
राइट,
यू नो
द कंपनी यू हैव इज द पीपल यू आर बिकम.
सो यू आर द एवरेज ऑफ द फाइव पीपल यू हैंग आउट.
या या या, राइट.
एंड इफ यू वांट टू चेंज समथिंग अबाउट योर लाइफ एंड स्पेशली व्हेन यू सेड कि आई वांट टू फिनिश समथिंग, लाइक आई स्टार्ट थिंग्स बट आई डोंट फिनिश देम, इट्स बिकॉज यू डोंट हैव दैट काइंड ऑफ कंपनी. इफ यू वांट टू बिकम अ ग्रेट स्विमर, पुश योरसेल्फ into a group of swimmers. If you want to start a diet, push yourself into, you need to have the power of association. We are human beings. We don't, we thrive when we have a group or a community that does something. These two things, if you can tackle, then, you know, it becomes easier to complete the task. Bahut baar aise hota hai that, I did this when I started the gym, first time in my life. I created a WhatsApp group. And every day we would just write hashtag one done, hashtag two done, you know, after every workout. So, yeah. Agar koi chhoot jata tha, to turan char log poochte the, arre kya hua?
Yeah.
You know, so that you need to create that kind of a system where people irritate you and ask you, hey, listen, why are you not finishing that?
Feedback mechanism, basically.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
So, rightly said, I also feel that like this is very important ki you have some support and feedback mechanism that like helps. It has... like not really done this, but like I have seen this happening in my life and that has helped me a lot. So yeah, that is right. So like if you want to give any one tip, like just a short tip for this, ki, like how people can get out of this, ki, if they are thinking that they are not well enough and they are not doing good. So what one thing they can just think of every day morning so that they can change this routine of this?
I think thinking is very useless.
Okay.
हम तो बल्कि आई थिंक आज के जमाने में पीपल आर आस्किंग ओवर थिंकिंग कम कैसे करना है, थिंकिंग बढ़ाना नहीं है, कम करना है. व्हाट आई जेन्युइनली आई थिंक देयर आर सो मेनी प्रैक्टिसेस दैट आई हैव कम अक्रॉस इन माय लाइफ, लॉट्स ऑफ देम आई हैव इंबाइब्ड, लॉट ऑफ देम आई हैव टॉट आल्सो. वन ऑफ द इजीएस्ट थिंग्स यू कैन डू इज एज सून एज यू गेट अप, इट्स कॉल्ड स्ट्रीम ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस राइटिंग. एज सून एज यू गेट अप, आप एक पेज लो, जो कॉपी पेन, और आप जो दिमाग में आ रहा है लिखना शुरू कर दो, फिर उसको फाड़ के फेंक दो.
Okay, फाड़ के फेंक दो.
Yeah, okay. It's how you brush your teeth, you know, how you relieve your stomach in the morning.
Yeah.
It's a constant, we need constant detox, whether it's the stomach, whether it's the mind. and there are so many thoughts, there's so much mental noise and clutter.
Yeah.
Aap kya, matlab mujhe like, a lot of people are like, I cannot afford therapy, I cannot afford this and that. I'm like, can you buy a book and a pen, like a 5 rupay ka pen aur ek 40 rupay ki kitab aap khareedo aur kagaz nahi hai to maang lo kisi se and aap likho aur jo likhna hai likho usme. Mera mood kharab hota hai, jo negative likho, kisi se jhagda ho gaya uske liye us gaali bolne se acha hai udhar paper pe likh do. And kya aap complete nahi kar pate ho, khud se kya gila shikwa hai wo likh do, kya karna hai wo likh do. It doesn't matter whether it's positive or negative. Just write and then tear it and throw it, don't even reread it.
Well, that's a pretty good solution. I will do it now.
You must try it. Yeah, it's very good.
That is basically detoxification chai sort of on paper.
No, and there's a lot of medical research that proves that your cortisol level will go down.
Okay.
Your dopamine and serotonin in the body will increase.
Okay, right.
Yeah, your breathing will change. It is a very scientific process. It's like thermodynamics, you know.
Okay.
Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So you put all that emotion on paper and then you let go of it. And then you have space to do what you want to do.
Right. So that would be very helpful for our viewers we are having here. So that is a very pretty good solution. So I would just like to mold this talk into a different perspective now. Like, I've seen like a lot of Gen Zs and millennials are very, very vocal about mental health and like climate change. Those two are sort of a buzzwords now. So I have that they are very superficial about this. Like they don't know much about it. They will just say climate change ki wajah se kuch ho raha hai. Mental health ki wajah se bahut kuch ho raha hai.
Wo to Shahrukh bhi bolta tha.
So yeah, that those things are happening, but like very few people are really deep into this, like you are here. So why do you think, like, do you think this is really happening, like from my perspective, right about it, or like what are your views about this?
Yeah, it is. I mean,
you think that it is. So it's like, why do you think, like, why people are so like catchy about these topics but don't really mean those, like this?
So
is,
it's
a very...
like Maslow's need of hierarchy, you know, hierarchy. Okay. Need, right? Hierarchy.
Can you
of
just
needs.
Like tell what,
yeah,
is that?
So bahut simple si baat hai. I remember jab main vipassana karne gayi thi, which is 10 days of keeping quiet. Okay aap usme kuch nahi kar sakte, aap na man mein chant kar sakte ho, na visualize kar sakte ho. You can't even have eye contact with anybody. So it's 10 days of just mourn. Aapko mourn rakhna hai aur aapko apni saans pe dhyan dena hai. That's about it. And it's very hard because you come to realize that you're very hard to live with, you know.
Yeah.
So I remember in that, there was this lady, she said something very nice. And because I had missed mera ek, you know, meal ka break miss ho gaya tha.
Right.
Toh main so gayi thi usme.
Okay.
Toh maine khana nahi khaya. Toh wo usne dhyan ke beech mein se mujhe utha ke, she took me and she said, she started talking to me, which you're not supposed to do in Vipassana, you know.
Right.
So she's like, aapko bhook nahi lagti hai? And I'm just keeping quiet and I'm looking down because maine kaha eye contact bhi ho gaya tha, mera toot jayega phone, you know.
Right.
Then she says, samajh nahi aata hai, khali pet sadhana nahi hoti. And I said, sahi baat hai.
Right.
Bahut sare issues isliye aate hain kyunki hamara pet bhara hua hai.
Okay.
Agar aapki takleefe ye hoti ki yaar bijli ke paise nahi hai. Yeah, I don't know where my next meal is going to come from.
Right.
I'm not denying or invalidating mental health issues. But I have worked through across demographics and across economic strata, you know. So, kai keh sakte hain ki depression ameeron ki ek bimari hai. Aur ye iske liye bhi hai kyunki scientifically aisa mujhe lagta hai. Because my approach to mental health is either humor or exercise. We have stopped exercising. We don't move.
Right.
So, पहले क्या होता था, जो हमारे पहले के generations थे, वो अगर bus लेके जा रहे हैं, तो bus stop तक चल के जाएंगे, सब्जी लेके आएंगे, कपड़े खुद धोएंगे, खाना खुद बनाएंगे. I am sure आपको याद होगा कि आपके घर में कभी ना कभी आपने देखा होगा कि कोई दाल बीन रहा है, आटा गूंद रहा है, या something, you know, you've seen them do the work.
Right.
It's become so convenient for us. Everything is on the app.
Yeah. People have stopped working.
So we
basically
don't work.
They do just one work.
It's not work. It's we have physical movement. I'm not talking about work.
Yeah,
I'm talking about physical movement. I'm talking about that walk. That picking up, the, you know, my mother always says, ki, nahi, aap sabzi mat mangao. And I have this habit. She'll say, you go down and buy because you're going to see the colors. You're going to pick it up. You're going to have some conversation with somebody. We have isolated ourselves. Aur wo pure time screen ke samne rehna. So number one, I think if whoever is listening to this, if you are not going to exercise, right. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're not exercising every day, right. You're bound to be depressed and anxious, number one. Number two, if you are anxious or depressed or you're going through some lot of stress in your life, just start exercising. Okay. The brain is, you know, the limbic brain yeah. has hippocampus, and one of the easiest okay. ways to calm and scientifically, like, you know, when you're very stressed, your brain shrinks. So if you've gone through trauma, your brain shrinks. If you want to come back, you know, or you want to, revive your brain, all you have to do, you know, the simplest thing you can do is go for a 45-minute walk every day. That's okay. it.
Okay.
No gym membership, no Zumba, no yoga, nothing. Just go for a walk.
That's good.
And you can just revive your hippocampus.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love your explanation. Like, those are just like scientific backing also. And like,
yeah.
those are very simple straight solutions. Like, you gave a paper solution, just write one page and thank like you. 45 minutes. I just love those ideas. Like, those are the ideas like anyone can do. Like, anyone seeing this podcast and
yeah.
can do those things. So, that's really helpful for those people who cannot like afford these things. And mostly people just say that, mental health wellness is only possible for the like you said, Amiro ke liye hai. Like, not like the people who are in middle class normally just say that we are always miserable. The middle class people always say we are always miserable and something like those things.
So, no. See, there is a very high lot of things have changed. There's a nutritional angle to it. हम जो खाना खाते हैं दैट इज ऑल्सो नॉट वेरी गुड फॉर मेंटल हेल्थ जो हमारा फिजिकल एक जो मूवमेंट कम हो गया है वो फिर सोशल मीडिया इज अ ह्यूज आपको डिप्रेस होना है इंस्टाग्राम खोल के बैठ जाओ बिकॉज पहले क्या होता था आई नो देर आर दीज फनी हैंडल्स कॉल्ड शर्मा जी का बेटा एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट राइट एंड अर्लियर क्या होता था कि जब सोशल मीडिया नहीं था तो आपको कंपेयर किससे करते थे आपके कजिन से नेबर के बच्चे से और right. कौन करता था right. सिर्फ आपके पेरेंट्स या कोई कजिन्स बोल देंगे या फ्रेंड्स बोल देंगे
इमीडिएट पीपल
नाउ यू आर कंपेयरिंग योरसेल्फ टू द होल वर्ल्ड यू आर कंपेयरिंग योरसेल्फ टू द बेस्ट रेसर टू द पर्सन विद द बेस्ट बॉडी टू द पर्सन हु इज वेकेशनिंग ऑन अ यॉट टू अ पर्सन हु इज मॉडलिंग टू अ पर्सन हु इज डूइंग साइंटिफिक रिसर्च हम इतना कुछ देख रहे होते हैं कि हमको लगता है अरे यार ये तो ये कर रहा है मैं ये नहीं कर रहा ये तो वो कर रहा है
True.
So we need to detox the social media bit also.
Yeah, that's a perspective. Like, yeah, that's really true. Like, Instagram has opened a bar, set a bar for everything. Like, every person has done something and everyone just compares from the best of the people. No one just compares from their family members or something nowadays. They are just gone to like, we will just compare to like,
correct.
The peak people.
Aukaat honi chahiye bhai, hum aise thodi kisi se bhi compare nahi karenge. Hum toh,
yeah. And also everyone wants to do everything nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like, I want to do one thing at a time. I want to get thinner. I want to also do best at my work.
Yes.
I also want to do yoga.
Yeah.
I also want to do, I want to take sessions for the underprivileged.
And see the best girls or boys or whoever you want. Dating has to be the best. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You're absolutely right.
So people are just like, I guess, very, very greedy nowadays for everything. They just want that they should have everything in themselves.
Yeah.
And they should be best of the personalities, which is not really possible. Like, what I really feel. Like, people are who are vocal about it might be doing some part of it, but not very good extent to everything they can do, right?
You're right, partly, I think.
Okay.
Why
do you think so?
I think so because context, you know, hum kehte na sandarbh, right? Context decides everything. For example, suppose, main agar khud ko Instagram pe dekh ke jalan ke mare डिप्रेशन के मारे फिर मैं पतला होने के लिए आई एम डेवलपिंग बॉडी लाइक इमेज इश्यूज एंड आई एम थ्रोइंग अप फूड आई एम गोइंग इन टू अ ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर और आई टेल यू पर्सनली मैं अपनी बात करूंगी आई वुडंट जनरलाइज आई लव टू बी इन शेप एंड मैं आज तक किसी इंसान से नहीं मिली जो बोलेगा नहीं नहीं यार मुझे तो 25-30 किलो ओवर वेट होना अच्छा लगता है मेरी पर्सनल चॉइस है यार एक बात बोल रही हूँ सबको जंक फूड अच्छा लगता है सबको फ्रेंच फ्राइज पसंद है इट इज नॉट ईजी बट the thing what we have forgotten I feel about being human is and you know Sadhguru says this is not about being superhuman it's about realizing that being human is super and it's about saying ki yaar I just feel really good when I exercise. I just feel really good. You know, अगर आप कई लोग होते हैं ना बता रहे यार मेरी तो जान निकलती है मुझे जिम जाना पसंद नहीं है, then it's not your calling, leave it. Then maybe sports is your calling, go play.
True.
बचपन में तो हमें किसी ने नहीं बोला, हम तो घर ही नहीं आते थे.
Yeah, right.
बल्कि parents को बोलना पड़ता ना बैठो पढ़ो घर से बाहर मत जाओ. अब हमने खुद को punish करना शुरू कर दिया है.
Yeah.
हम जो पहले हमें अलाउड नहीं था वो हम नहीं कर रहे खुद.
Right.
So I feel when you say मुझे सब कुछ चाहिए, it's the ambition is not the problem.
Right.
The problem is that if I'm coming from a space that I'm not good enough, you know, vis-a-vis I'm nice, let's see what else is possible.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
और करके देखते हैं. और you know a lot of people who have great boards, you know.
Yeah.
अभी मैं उस दिन वो देख रही थी इंडियाज गॉट टैलेंट या समथिंग.
ओके.
तो उसमें एक वो हरियाणा के एक जेंटलमैन आए, सो थिन, ही पिक्ड अप, ही ब्रोक अ गिनीज बुक रिकॉर्ड, लाइक 50 केजी से पिक्ड अप मुंह से, सॉरी 100 केजी और समथिंग लाइक दैट.
ओके.
अब आप उसको देखोगे ना, कभी आपको लाइफ में कहीं मिल जाए तो आप कभी देख के नहीं बोलोगे कि क्या स्टड बंदा, क्या दिखता है. पर कितनी ताकत है उसमें. आई एम श्योर ही इज वेरी कंटेंट विद हिमसेल्फ.
ट्रू.
एंड ही इज लाइक मुझे योगा का प्रचार करना है. लाइक द मैक्स स्ट्रेंथ इज कमिंग फ्रॉम लाइक योगा व्हाटएवर. सो यू हैव टू फिगर आउट व्हाट यू लाइक डूइंग. Yeah, and I feel because I've worked with thousands of people.
Right.
There, people, when you become older, when you become an adult, especially after you come to college,
yeah,
it becomes your moral imperative, your responsibility to re-parent yourself.
Okay.
You know,
right,
कि जो बचपन में आपके कई लोग होते हैं जो traumatic families से आ रहे हैं, उनका childhood बराबर नहीं था, या there was something unhealthy. So you need to correct that one. And two, you need to find what you love to do. That's something that will last for very long. I've seen very successful people commit suicide.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So it really is about finding what you love to do. Ek do ghante to insaan ko din mein wo karna hi chahiye.
Right.
Fir ye sab nikal jati hai baatein, mental health, emotional health, or you know.
Right. That's true. Very correctly said about that. So one thing I just curious about, like we talked, you talked about this, like you talked about Vipassana.
Hmm.
So can you just like tell the viewers or like what really Vipassana is and just like generally your experience, what is this?
My experience was very nice. It was very challenging. But honestly, I don't think I'm an expert to talk about Vipassana.
So what is it
but
really?
But what Vipassana is ek 10 din ka course hota hai.
Okay.
Usme aapko jaake, aap ek bhi shabd nahi bol sakte 10 din.
Okay.
आप किसी की आंखों में नहीं देख सकते.
Okay.
आप किसी से बात नहीं करते. आपको एक आइसोलेटेड रूम दिया जाता है 10 दिन रहने के लिए.
ओके.
सो इट्स चैलेंजिंग, इट्स ब्यूटीफुल, बट देयर आर लॉट ऑफ अदर, लाइक देयर आर लॉट ऑफ प्रैक्टिसेस. आई थिंक विपासना इज अ वेरी टफ वन.
ओके.
बट आई फील लाइक अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स, यू नो, माय फ्रेंड्स आल्सो डू दिस. दे से हम एक रिट्रीट में चले जाते हैं, वहां हमारा वेट लॉस हो जाएगा.
Yeah.
वहां हम वापस होके आएंगे, ऐसे बन के आएंगे. पर मुझे लगता है जो आप जहाँ रहते हो, भले ही आपका छोटा सा कमरा हो, बहुत बड़ा कमरा हो, आप छोटे शहर में रहते हो, बड़े शहर में रहते हो, इट डजंट मैटर वेयर यू आर, इफ वेयर यू आर यू कैन ब्लॉसम,
राइट,
देन इट्स कूल. आप अपने कमरे में क्या कर सकते हो वो देखो. आप पेपर लिख के जला सकते हो या जला नहीं सकते, फेंक सकते हो फाड़ के, वो करो. आप वॉक के लिए जा सकते हो, वो करो. यू नो, एंड आई फील आज यूट्यूब के टाइम पे, आई एम टेलिंग यू, you can just tune in and put on a guided meditation.
Yeah.
You can put on some yoga, which and do some breathing exercise. It's not possible for everybody to take out 10 days where you'll have to inform the world that,
yeah,
listen, I'm not going to be in communication at all.
True. That's,
you know?
That's right.
In fact, a lot of professionals are not able to do it because of that.
True.
It's very hard to take out 10
so
days.
So where do you exactly do this? Like here?
There are many centers.
Okay.
You can Google it, but there's popular ones are in Borivali. There's Pagoda, which you have a waiting list for like 3 to 6 months or something, I hear. Because it's one of the finest places to do it, even energy-wise. Igatpuri, Nagpur. It's happening all over the country.
Okay.
I know these because they are in Maharashtra.
Okay. That's nice. I not really know about this, but quite. I will check about this.
Oh, you must.
Yeah.
And you must try it out also and let us know afterwards. Maybe you could share your experience.
Yeah,
on,
sure. I would definitely like to try it. Like, let's see how it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what I like searched about you was like, I know that you are a master EFT therapist.
Hmm.
So, like, you just want to tell the listeners what it is about and like what really you do in that, if you want to.
It is the most amazing discovery of my life.
Okay.
तो कहते हैं ना लॉट ऑफ पीपल से अरे हाउ डू यू फाइंड इट, आई सेड मैं खुद को ठीक करने निकली थी, हैड नो इंटेंशन ऑफ बिकमिंग अ थेरेपिस्ट और एनीथिंग ऑनेस्टली.
ओके,
इफ समवन वुड हैव टोल्ड मी लाइक यू नो फ्यू इयर्स बैक, सी बिकॉज आई एम परपेचुअली ऑन द स्टेज, आई एम एंकरिंग बिग इवेंट्स और आई एम डूइंग मोटिवेशनल स्पीकिंग एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, बट एनीथिंग एज आइसोलेटेड एज राइटिंग और थेरेपी आई वुड हैव लाफ्ड. बट you know how I came across EFT is because I had some pains in my body and they were just not getting diagnosed by, you know, allopathy or any other schools of thought. And so I'll tell you what EFT is, and I'm very happy to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I feel, and my Instagram handle is at Dr. Juhi Rai, with, I hope it comes on the screen, whoever's editing
sure,
it, please
sure,
put it,
sure.
Because
we'll put it down.
I want to give out a lot of free workshops for EFT.
Okay,
now what is EFT? So, you know, these American, you know, veterans who would come back from the war.
Yeah.
Right. They used to be so badly affected by it.
Yeah.
क्योंकि उनको एक्सट्रीम पीटीएसडी होता था. पीटीएसडी यानी पोस्ट ट्रॉमेटिक स्ट्रेस डिसऑर्डर, यानी जो आपके साथ हादसा है वो हो चुका है.
या या.
पर उसके बाद सालों तक आपकी बॉडी में वो ट्रॉमा रजिस्टर्ड रहता है.
Okay,
and this trauma, the body remembers. There are books written about it. There are great PhDs and researchers who have written about this, that the trauma is stored in your body and it's all a chemical locha, to be honest. Okay, and we all have a reptilian brain. So like, for example, first there were reptiles, and if you try to pet a snake, kitna pyara saap hai, achha, kitna sundar saap hai, wo aapko dasega hi. Because a reptile cannot distinguish between good touch, bad touch.
Right.
But a mammal can, because it has a mammalian brain.
Yeah.
So a dog or a cat can.
Okay.
It'll not attack you, but a reptile will attack you if you try to touch it.
Okay.
So we all have a reptilian brain, and then we have a prefrontal cortex, which is where the idea, language, all of that is coming from.
Right.
So that's where the final evolution, right? Human beings have it. So let's say you are having public speaking ka fear. You fear dancing in front of people. या आपको कोई तेज बात कर ले तो डर लगता है, या आपको कन्फ्रंटेशन से डर लगता है. डर जहां भी आता है, टेंशन जहां भी आता है, फ्लाइट फ्राइट फाइट रिस्पॉन्सेज जो होते हैं इंसान के, वो सारे आपके रेप्टिलियन ब्रेन से आते हैं. सो EFT वॉज इन्वेंटेड, डिस्कवर्ड, वर्कड ऑन, रिसर्च फॉर सॉल्विंग PTSD ऑफ दीज सोल्जर्स हु वर रिटर्निंग, क्योंकि वो समाज में वापस आ ही नहीं पा रहे थे, वो अपनी फैमिलीज के साथ घुल मिल नहीं पा रहे थे.
ओके.
बट एज वी स्टार्टेड अप्लाइंग EFT टू डिप्रेशन, सेक्सुअल अब्यूज, एनी अब्यूज, एनी काइंड ऑफ अब्यूज, डिजीजेस, मेंटल और फिजिकल पेन्स, डेकेड लॉन्ग एक्स, वो सब जाने लगा, बिकॉज द बॉडी स्टॉप, द रेप्टिलियन ब्रेन स्टॉप सिग्नलिंग द बॉडी टू गो इन टू फ्लाइट फ्राइट रिस्पॉन्स. वॉट इफ यू कैन स्विच दैट ऑफ, जैसे यहाँ पे स्विच है ना लाइट का, अगर आप इसे बंद कर पाओ तो EFT वो पॉसिबल करता है. एक दूसरा, इफ देर आर 16 सेशंस ऑफ टॉक थेरेपी, कॉग्निटिव बिहेवियर थेरेपी रिक्वायर्ड, देन यू जस्ट नीड 3. सो इट्स सुपर फास्ट, इट कैन बी सेल्फ एडमिनिस्टर्ड. अ लॉट ऑफ फ्री EFT वीडियोज आर देयर ऑन यूट्यूब ऑल्सो. ऑफकोर्स देयर इज नथिंग लाइक इट इफ यू हैव अ ग्रेट प्रैक्टिशनर टू डू सम सेशंस विद, बट इट इज फिनोमिनल. एंड द बेस्ट पार्ट इज I don't know of a better therapy for intelligent people.
Okay.
Because intelligent इंसान का सबसे बड़ा दुश्मन वो खुद होता है.
Yeah.
तो वो उसके लिए बहुत अच्छा होता है.
Well said, right?
Yeah.
So what does what does EFT stand for?
EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques.
Okay.
And it's called Emotional Acupuncture.
Okay.
So सुई नहीं डालना पड़ेगा आपको. Acupuncture is like that because there are meridian points.
Okay.
And basically there are these meridian points that you tap. You know, you tap them and then you say these words, which are commands, really. It's a syntax.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because it's like you can reprogram your mind completely. So a lot of famous people use it. Athletes use it.
Okay. That's fascinating.
Yeah. And it's very big in America. But hum jaise 10 साल 15 साल पीछे चलते ही हैं अमेरिका से, तो
yeah,
so we are catching up. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So, one of the questions I had in my mind, what are the, as a life coach, you are a life coach. So, what really happens in those mentoring sessions, and what do you see, how do you see, I'm quite sure that like a lot of storytelling would be involved in that, those sessions, I guess. Yeah. So how do you think like storytelling is a tool? How great of a tool it is for these sessions, and how does it really impact people?
It's the best tool because we have grown up on stories.
Yeah,
we love stories.
That's
human true. Beings are stories. We are perpetually telling stories or listening to stories. All our philosophies are stories. Okay, when you get into spiritual work or inner work of any kind, they will tell you, well, whatever you're telling yourself is a story. It's not the truth. You know, that's why we say it's Mohmaya. Aham Brahmasmi. I'm the creator. I'm going to create anything. So stories are the most powerful tools. One.
Okay.
And I used to do theater. So thankfully, I've learned from a very dear friend called Dr. Zaheer Sheikh and Ashok Kumarji's daughter, who's no more, the late Bharti Jaffrey ma'am. So they taught me theater. And so there's a lot of theatrics involved in motivational speaking. It's really like a performance, to be honest, many times. Because if you've seen the movie Tamasha, which is very cathartic,
when
he's talking, he's releasing from his heart, who are you, what do you want, what's in your mind.
Bilkul,
you know?
Sahi mein, yes.
So, यही चीजें हम करते हैं और इन चीजों की जरूरत है तो मैं कॉलेजेस में जा जा के यही करती हूँ इकट्ठे 100-90 बच्चे होते हैं एक टाइम पे एंड वी डू अ लॉट ऑफ थिएट्रिक्स एंड वी डू अ लॉट ऑफ डांसिंग जंपिंग क्राइंग लाफिंग एवरीथिंग बिकॉज अगर हम साइकिल को रीसर्विस करा सकते हैं गाड़ी सर्विस करा सकते हैं तो हम खुद की सर्विसिंग क्यों नहीं कराते
ट्रू
हमें भी चाहिए होता है वो सो स्टोरी टेलिंग इज अ वेरी पावरफुल टूल एंड आई यूज इट अ लॉट
Okay.
I don't use it in my personal sessions. Like therapy sessions are all EFT.
Okay, yeah.
There I listen to the story.
Okay.
And then remove the story.
Okay.
Surgically or whatever. But I think my entire life, wherever I have also been down, I have gone back to stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, stories are powerful.
Nice. So do you feel like storytelling is an art that like everyone should know of? Like everyone should learn of this skill. Like this skill is very important. I feel like in every sphere of life, it can heal you. It can also help you work and it can let you do leadership.
Oh yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Very important for that.
Yeah.
So how do you really think like a lot of one-liner tips you have given, like what is the Juhi way of doing storytelling, learning storytelling for people who are not very confident about it?
Okay, good question. Learning, I think before you tell a story, you have to learn to listen to a story.
True.
I think listening precedes telling always.
Yeah.
क्योंकि अगर हम सुन सकते हैं ना हम उस बात के रस को पकड़ लेते हैं हम उस बात की उसके उसके you know उसके क्रक्स को पकड़ लेते हैं right and हम सब story tellers हैं.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I feel and I often mention this in the life workshop and this is usually with the you know 18-19 year olds who have stopped talking to their parents.
Okay.
Right? Because parents or teachers, who talks to parents?
You
know, it's like so boring. You'll talk to your peers or whatever. So I tell them that now you see that let's say we took storytelling inside the context of communication. That if we have to strong a relationship, then we
need
to increase communication. True. Because
you
see, sometimes when you have a fight, you say, I won't talk to you. You know? So communication ke barometer, if you look at the storytelling, तो जैसे हम छोटे होते थे तो हम घर जाके पकाते रहते थे बड़ों को पता है आज क्या हुआ वो शार्पनर गिर गया फिर उसको टीचर ने डांटा फिर वो बच्चा गिर गया फिर मैंने ना आज ये किया था आज मुझे उस दर गया दे विल अ चाइल्ड विल टेल द मोस्ट हील से बॉस ये मेरी लाइफ है आज मेरी लाइफ में यही हुआ है
या।
उधर गिर गया उधर ये हो गया पता है आज क्या हुआ अच्छा मुझे एक जोक पता है मैं आपको सुना वो आपको इन्वॉल्व करके रखेंगे बच्चे वो आपको बताएंगे लिसन दिस इज व्हाट इज अप विद मी यू नो टुडे दिस इज व्हाट हैपेंड
True.
And बड़े भी लगे क्या पका रहा है क्या बात कर रहा है हमें अच्छी लगती है उनकी बातें मोहक लगती हैं but a kid is actually really communicating and sharing everything with you in the form of a story.
What I feel about this is सबके पास skill होती है storytelling की they have an inborn skill of telling everything they have of but like धीरे धीरे we just lose that ability of telling people
absolutely
कि we are not very open we get closer and closer to ourselves and कि I cannot tell this to anybody else.
Yes.
We just get privacy. So
and we stop like हम एक तो ये सारे भी details आ जाती है ना बड़े होते होते हम बड़े smart हो जाते हैं और oversharing तो नहीं कर रहे वो बेताल वापस चालू हो जाता है इतना मत बता don't trust
calculative
you're telling too much
yes
exactly
yes.
So to increase storytelling or communication दोनों अगर इन बातों को मिलाया जाए तो is let's learn to talk in detail and finer details. And, you know, storytelling is very powerful and it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I feel it's a very good way to track your own confidence levels also. Okay. And there are many ways to do it. I mean, there were these Toastmaster clubs and all earlier.
Yeah.
Speaking clubs.
Okay.
But...
can you just like...
Toastmasters. Like, they are a global community of public speaking.
Okay.
So, you can write to them and they will help you form a club in your college. And they are the one of the largest in the world.
Okay.
Toastmasters. Yes. T-O-A-S-T. So, you can add masters.
Sure, sure.
Toastmasters. So, they are the largest community in the world for public speaking. Because public speaking is the biggest fear after death.
True,
it's the second biggest fear in the world.
Okay.
So
after death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Death and that too, fear of spiders to be precise.
Okay.
Like, you know, in the But yeah, public speaking is a very this thing. And I think another way I feel is, because I'm trying to do that, is to put yourself out there on Instagram or now that we are in a world that is very social media based, so to say, then if you have that wish, then go tell your stories. There's another community. You can attend these spoken fests, etc.
Okay.
Called Commune. Roshan Abbas has started it.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard about it. Yeah, right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
And for those who want to work on confidence and public speaking, storytelling, conversation of any kind, talking of any kind, communication of any kind, learn to stand in front of the mirror and look into your own eyes every day for 5 minutes.
Okay.
It is such an intense process. It is, again, free of cost.
Yeah.
But... जिस दिन आप ये करोगे पहले तो लोगों के आंसू झड़ने लगेंगे, कोई शिवर करने लगेगा, कोई जोर जोर से हंसने लगेगा, बट मोस्टली आप देख ही नहीं पाओगे खुद की आंखों के अंदर.
राइट.
इट इज अ वेरी हार्ड थिंग टू डू, बट वट एवर यू प्रैक्टिस, वट एवर यू स्पीक टू द मिरर, यू नो. आप मूवीज में भी देखोगे वो प्रैक्टिस करते हैं ना, दिखाते हैं वो. इट्स अ वेरी पावरफुल थिंग टू डू. आई जस्ट डिड इट दिस मॉर्निंग. आई आफ्टर वेरी लॉन्ग आई गॉट बैक टू इट. सो आई वाज अंडर दिस, आई वाज लिसनिंग टू दिस थिंग एंड शी सेड जस्ट दैट वीडियो, इट वाज अ गाइडेड मेडिटेशन एंड शी सेड कैन यू स्टैंड इन फ्रंट ऑफ अ मिरर राइट नाउ एंड डू इट. सो आई वेंट इन फ्रंट ऑफ द मिरर एंड आई डिड इट. सो या, इट्स एन ऑनगोइंग. एंड ऑल दीज प्रैक्टिसेस आई फील एवरीबॉडी शुड नो दैट. एक्सरसाइज होने दो, या जैसे नहाने जैसा होता है. आप ऐसा नहीं है कि बचपन में मैं नहाता था, मैंने नहाना छोड़ दिया. सो ऐसे नहीं होता. इट्स समथिंग यू हैव टू डू डेली. मोटिवेशन इज अ डेली थिंग.
Yes.
Twice a day, at least. Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we got a solution out of this also. Like, a mirror solution.
The mirror solution, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, like, we would go to our sort of a last segment that, like, we are more of a student-centric people. So, I just want... I'm very, concerned about the students nowadays. Like, students are very, very prone to this mental health and they're... I've just heard people, like, I don't know how those people are getting, like, 9-10 students, they're saying, I'm very, very depressed and all those stuff.
Yeah.
And I just feel that they have not had enough of those things, but just they have heard of these buzzwords, and even though they are not very depressed, they are literally just telling themselves that they are depressed and giving negative vibes to themselves and turning themselves more into that side. Like, what are your... what can you tell them so that they get out of this, like the students out there?
Firstly, I would really tell anybody who feels that they're depressed to get professional help.
Okay.
I don't believe that we should use these terms loosely, like you said.
Yeah.
Right. You use the word buzzword. तो कई बार ऐसे होता है कि हमने सुन लिया, हमको लगता है शायद मुझे भी ये होगा.
True, true.
तो best ये होगा कि अगर आप लाख, डेढ़ लाख, दो लाख साल के पढ़ाई पे लगा सकते हो,
True.
अगर आप 2000 की जीन्स खरीद सकते हो, अगर आप पिज्जा खा सकते हो 500 रुपए का, तो आप अपनी मेंटल हेल्थ के लिए भले ही 5-10 हजार महीने के निकालने हो, आप अरेंज करो. टेल योर पेरेंट्स दैट दिस इज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग, गिव मी 2000 रुपीज टू गो टू अ काउंसलर. मोस्ट कॉलेजेस विल हैव काउंसलर्स. यू नो, यू हैव टू गेट इट प्रोफेशनली अटेस्टेड, चेक्ड, असेस्ड. ओके. सेल्फ डायग्नोसिस करके आज मैं अगर खुद को बोल दूं कि ये है वो है, हाँ मुझे ये फील हो रहा है, मुझे कॉन्स्टेंटली ये लग रहा है, आप अपनी फीलिंग्स के बारे में बात करो. पर एंड दूसरा, मुझे लगता है ये मेरे को भी खुद के बारे में भी सुधारने में थोड़ा टाइम लगा, क्योंकि या तो मैं खुद के लिए बहुत केयरलेसली बोल लेती थी, या मैं किसी और के बारे में भी केयरलेसली बोल लेती थी. OCD,
ओके,
पागल, मेंटल, रिटार्ड, वर्ड्स दैट वी यूज वेरी लाइटली.
ओके,
यू नो, एंड नाउ विद द एडवेंट ऑफ मोर conversation of identity,
right,
sexuality,
right,
we should be mindful and काइंड टूवर्ड्स यू नो. ये भी सोचना कि अरे ये बकवास कर रहा है, बिकॉज बिलीव मी नंबर ऑफ टाइम्स व्हेन पोस्ट सुसाइड ऑफ अ सक्सेसफुल पर्सन यू नो, आप उनके फ्रेंड से पूछोगे तो वो बोलेंगे यार ये तो बहुत अच्छा कर रहा था लाइफ में, यार ये तो बहुत खुश रहती थी. तो हमें नहीं मालूम, ऐसा मुझे लगता है. गो टू अ प्रोफेशनल, गेट इट सॉल्व. एंड सबसे मुझे इजी, एंड दिस वुड आई वुड फील दिस इज इफ आई हैड टू जस्ट क्रक्स ये पूरे इसका मुझे एक एक पॉइंट में बोलना होता तो मैं ये कहती कि आप अपने मेंटल हेल्थ को एग्जैक्टली अपनी फिजिकल हेल्थ की तरह ट्रीट करो. अगर आपको बुखार है आप शर्माओगे नहीं कि अरे यार मैं तो बहुत, मैं कैसे बताऊं मुझे बुखार है यू नो. अगर फ्रैक्चर है तो आपको बुरा लगेगा क्या? यू विल यू, इज इट अ टैबू टू पुट अ प्लास्टर अराउंड योर हैंड और अ कॉलर अराउंड योर नेक और अ बैंडेड?
ट्रू.
इज इट, यू विल यू थिंक फाइव टाइम्स बिफोर कॉलिंग योर फादर एंड सेइंग लिसन आई फेल फ्रॉम हियर, आई स्लिप फ्रॉम हियर, आई यू नो ऑर्थोपेडिक को 2000 रुपए देने हैं? आप सोचोगे ही नहीं. पर मेंटल हेल्थ में आप पहले तो खुद को ही बर्बाद कर दोगे अंदर की, नहीं 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 बताना नहीं है, आप पैसे नहीं लोगे. फिर ये भी हमारी मेंटालिटी है यू नो कि मेंटल हेल्थ के लिए पैसे क्यों खर्च करने हैं.
ट्रू ट्रू, दैट दैट इज वन ऑफ स्टॉपिंग पॉइंट ऑफ अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स.
सो या इफ यू कैन स्पेंड 2000 बक्स फॉर एन ईसीजी और अ
ट्रू
यू नो, जस्ट ट्रीट इट द सेम वे, इट्स हेल्थ यू नो. And I think lockdown ke time pe ye ho raha tha that the insurance companies are talking about, you know, getting even the mental health into insurance policies. I don't know how much of it has been implemented.
Yes, yes, yes. True, true. So, yeah, I that's exactly right. Like, mental health should be treated as a part of your normal health. Like,
yes.
you allocate budget for your health budgets and, like, this is also a part of it, I guess.
Absolutely.
True. So, do you feel like... just like I said, it's not really a buzzword, but like people sometimes wrongly associate themselves. They are just sad about something and they just go in a wrong lane that they are depressed or something. Just like, how do they really know they are really depressed or they are just, they need to just be happy about some things. They are just getting into the wrong path by mistake because not really knowing what depression is or something like that.
पहली बात तो इंसान बहुत खुश रह के भी डिप्रेस रह सकता है. इट्स लाइक ये एक बहुत हमारी मिसकंसेप्शन है कि डिप्रेशन लुक्स लाइक दिस.
ओके,
यू नो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग? डिप्रेशन, आप आंख बंद करके सोचो, विजुलाइज करके, तो आपको क्या दिख रहा है? तो यू आर प्रोबब्ली सीइंग समबडी जो नहाया नहीं है 15 दिन से.
True.
और टिश्यू पड़े हुए हैं, घर बहुत गंदा है, ये वो. व्हाट आई कैन डू, लाइक व्हाट आई पर्सनली सी, सपोज हूएवर इज लिसनिंग टू दिस एंड दे फील कि यार आई एम डिप्रेस्ड और आई एम नॉट व्हाटएवर, फर्स्टली गो समवेयर एंड गेट इट चेक्ड. Seek a professional. I have given you my Instagram thing. DM me. Figure out. Do the research. Agar aap friends ko phone karke bol sakte ho, listen, do you know a specialist, heart specialist, lung specialist, whatever.
True.
To aap iske liye kyun nahi find out kar rahe ho?
True, true.
Ek. Dusra, khud ko aap diagnose mat karo. Teesra, ek checklist rakho. Am I exercising every day? I'll give you a proper example. If you go to a psychologist, a CBT therapist, which is cognitive behavior therapy, they will check you. They will ask you, they will administer questionnaires on you and they will ask you. And if you are exercising, there have been cases where, let's say, agar aapne wo score bhara apna, ki usme question likhen ki aapko kya karne ka man karta hai, kitna, to figure out what your mental health is like.
Right, right.
If you are exercising, your score will be less.
Okay.
Far away from being suicidal.
Okay, that's good.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
To aap, you know, recently I was doing this study and... It said that if you can take a cold shower matlab aap balti mein dal do, do teen pure pure trays barf ke dal do.
Okay. Acha.
And you take a bath with that.
Acha.
Your, when you expose your body to extreme cold showers, the dopamine level goes as high as what you, it would go when you take a shot of cocaine. Can you imagine? So, while we are going to substance abuse or some sort of abuse that we are putting ourselves through to feel happy, to get a dopamine hit.
Right.
Par wo hi hota hai jab aap exercise karo, jab aap ek char gaane laga ke nacho, abhi Ganpati aane wala hai. I'm telling you, every time you get an opportunity to dance, dance. Dikh rahe na wo dhol wale, hum muh bana denge, arre yaar traffic rok diya. Niklo riksha se, unke saath dance kar lo 2 minute.
Right.
I'm just saying that steal moments and ways and incorporate them in your life where you can keep these hormones in and these in check डोपामिन सेरोटोनिन आप अपने चेक में रख सको. और बहुत सिंपल तरीके हैं कि आप फिजिकली मूवमेंट रहो, एजाइल रहो. अगर अच्छा नहीं लग रहा है तो बात करो. डोंट ट्राई टू सेल्फ डायग्नोस. And you're, it's a very good point that you have. Because I have come across a lot of times where people have used it like a trump card also. So, agar koi waisa kar raha hai, toh apan kuch nahin kar sakte.
But
if somebody is suffering silently, we should not be a culture or a society that should be okay with that.
True. That is very true. So, yeah. I guess that is... We got a lot of information inside about mental health, and like summing it up all up, like I feel we can just give it in this way that we should not really care much about the people when we are doing something for ourselves. And also on the same side, we should care about the mental health of other people. We should not just disturb them ki are to ye nahi kar pa raha, something like that. Or even if they are not being able to do something, we should be supportive of them. Like support system is a very important thing. So how it cannot be a one person thing. You have to be a two person. So we got a lot of things learned from this part of podcast. We will see you in the next segment of ours. We will have a rapid fire about mental health in the next segment.
Sounds good.
So summing it all up, like last 3 points we got, the three Ruhi tips is like, if you have any paper, like any problems, write it down on a page on every morning. Submit all up in paper and just throw it away. And the second one is like go for a 45 minutes walk. That would really help. And the third one, I guess, for the people who want to get into storytelling. And I guess everyone wants to get into that. Everyone wants to be vocal about what they feel. So do a mirror technique thing, and that would really help you out. So, okay, let's see you in the rapid fire round.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So, what do you feel the biggest mental health myth?
That it's a drama. Okay. Burnout is not a good idea. True. Because it will take a toll in your health later. So, when you're trying to save, like, say, 15 days or 2 years, and then you're, going behind by 5 years because it backfires.
Definitely.